Rob, how excited are you to get Tom back this week?
It's always exciting. He's our leader of our offense. He's a great player, and it's exciting to get TB back, man.
You guys are always competitors, I mean, for the whole team, but does the compete level raise when you get a player of Tom's caliber?
The competition level out there, no matter what, whoever's out there, is always high. This whole team is full of competitiveness. We got players like Julian, Marty, all the offensive linemen. Everyone out there is competing all the time. But Tom is another great example of a great leader that goes out there and competes every single day. So it's always great to have another player come in like Tom coming back and bringing the competition level up to another level too.
Has he thrown with you yet, Rob? You guys throw yet?
We'll be throwing at practice today.
What was his demeanor like when he came back? Was he right down to business, trying to make up the lost time?
I mean, everything's the same every single week. Everyone's always preparing the same, no matter who it is at quarterback. You always got to prepare the same. I got to prepare myself every single week. So the demeanor been the same throughout the building. So we got to prepare every single week to the max. So it's just like any other week, except Tom's back at quarterback, baby.
You feel better this week?
Tom's body's good, and he's very mentally sharp. But what's it going to take to get the timing back down
there? First off, we got focused on the Browns, obviously. They got a great team, a lot of hard-working players out there on their defense. A lot of young guys that work hard, that keep on going after the ball. So that's what we really got to focus on. And as a team this week, we just got to go out there, focus on what we got to do as the offense. And I mean, we've been practicing with Tom for a while now, so we just got to go out there and do what we've done from the first day I've been here.
Is this a week where maybe you spend an extra 20 minutes after practice, or do you expect it to be a normal week with Tom, or just extra work?
I feel like it's just going to be like a normal week, any other week. Just got to go out there, work hard. I don't see why things are going to change just like that. I mean, we had all camp, and we just got to focus on the Browns, prepare for the Browns, and do what we got to do as an offense.
You put the offensive woes that you had against Buffalo behind you and just kind of changed the paper in the read, so to speak.
I mean, games like that, you always gotta look at them and you learn from them. And now you gotta turn the page, and we gotta focus on the Browns, get better as an offense as a whole, correct our mistakes that we did, what we did wrong. So we move forward now.
What did you learn, Gronk, about yourselves from that game that needed to be corrected?
I mean, there's just a lot of mistakes throughout the whole game. But now this week, I mean, we got to put that one in the past now. And this week, just as an offense, as a whole, just go out to practice, get the chemistry flowing, get on the same page, and just figure out the Browns more, study them up, and get ready for the game.
How do you feel about where you are right now physically?
I'm feeling good. I mean, every single week I've been improving a lot, so I'm feeling good now.
How much is the hamstring, in your opinion, holding you back? And I think some people look at the production and say, you know, is it because of the hamstring?
I mean, obviously it's holding me back. I missed the first two games, didn't play that much the third one, and played more the fourth one. So I've been progressing every single week, every single day. And hopefully this week now, it's go time.
And how accurate would it be, like you doing more blocking, you know, that we in the last game specifically, how accurate would it be to say that maybe that's because of the hamstring, or is that just more the game, you know, what the game plan calls for?
I mean, it's a tight end position. It's part of the job, blocking, being able to go out for passes, being able to block, pass block, and whatever coaches have me do, I'm going to be doing, so. It can change this week. If they want me to go out more routes, I'm down to go out more routes. So, whatever, progressing my hamstring, everything going like that, just getting better every single week. So, we'll just take it one day at a time this week at practice, and we'll see how I feel come Sunday.
Do you feel as explosive as you're used to?
Not at first. I mean, when you get injured, I mean, you kind of start back from like day zero. So, just got to work every single week, and I've been progressing every single week, getting better. So, today's another day to get better, and we'll see when I go out there.
Obviously, hamstring injury is a very pesky one. Are you kind of very cautious right now, kind of scared to just let it all out, or are you just, you know, progressing and taking it really slow and trying to, you know, be careful with it?
You got to look at it in many different angles. I mean, coming back, you just can't go full speed 100%. I mean, I wish I could. I wish it was like that. Just boom, I'm healthy, boom, go out there and run full speed. But I just got to take it slowly, make sure you're coming back strong, coming back the right way so everything on your body feels good. And when I can get rolling, I'm going to be rolling.
A lot of fantasy owners put a lot of stock in your ability. I mean, you got to kill them. Is there a point at which you're going to have to put your waivers?
God, man, I know. I mean, I can't even go to the grocery store without getting yelled at. But why, I mean, I'm like, why did you draft me then, baby?
I mean, is at some point they're going to get a payback on this? I mean,
hopefully.
What do you have to say? Let's say two more. To your fantasy owners right now.
What do I got to say to him?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, it's real football. I mean, that's what I'm really only worried about is going out there and getting the W. So if we get the W and I have no catches, I'm satisfied, man. No matter what.
Rob, are you concerned about your hamstring?
Nope.
Why?
Because I'm feeling better every day.
All right, Kev.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.